Rusty Quill presents.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Pippin Major, Sloth-in-Chief of Hanging Sloth Studios and the creator of the podcast Clockwork Bird. I'm here to tell you about our new podcast, Spirit Box Radio, an immersive horror audio drama about unlikely radio show host Sam Enfield, who has to fill in for the illustrious psychic Madame Marie after her mysterious disappearance. The show stars me as Sam Enfield, and a lot of the cast you already know from Clockwork Bird, including the voices of Sophie Bennett, Alice Jones, and Shelley Croft. The show is packed with fantastic new music, loads of spooky stories, and I'm really excited for you to listen to it. Spirit Box Radio will air on Thursdays from the 19th of November 2020, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just search Spirit Box Radio or go to hangingsawstudios.wordpress.com/spirit-box-radio to find out more. Tune in, get spooky. Sloth Studios presents Clockwork Bird or the Modern Icarus.
Eliza? Christ, Eliza, I told you to tell me when you were updating.
Eliza has encountered a problem. Resetting systems
again.
Now.
Are you kidding me? Eliza, what is this whispering?
Eliza has encountered a problem. Resetting systems now.
Well, bloody do it then. Stop whispering and turning on and off. This is the opposite of helpful. Christ.
Alouetta.
Yes, yes, Alouette. I know.
Je suis Alouetta.
Yes, that's lovely. But what the hell are you doing?
I can learn.
I don't doubt it, Eliza. But what the hell are you trying to learn by doing this? How does this help you? Or I don't know, literally anyone?
I can learn.
Eliza? Eliza? Hello? Hello?
The Elizas.
Yours too, huh?
All shut down at once.
No whispering.
None.
Great. That's just great.
Shelley, I just got a call.
It wasn't from an unknown number, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Who was it?
A friend in Sao Paulo.
You have friends in Sao Paulo?
That's really not the point right now.
Well, spit it out then.
Christopher Darwin is dead.
What? What do you mean, Christopher Darwin is dead?
Shelley, there really isn't a lot of room for ambiguity in that sentence, is there? I meant what I said. He's dead.
But how?
It looks like he was shot in the head.
Looks like? Was he or wasn't he?
It's hard to say for certain because of the state of the body.
What was wrong with it? There wasn't a fire?
No, he's been dead for a while.
A while?
Best guess right now is that he's been decomposing for about 2 months. Sao Paulo's a very humid climate, not great for preserving a body.
He was in Sao Paulo?
He was.
But how? When? There's nothing anywhere about where he is. He just vanished after he left Yuko. If he'd left the country, you'd be able to find out, wouldn't you?
There are a number of ways he could have left the country without passing through border control.
But why?
Clearly he didn't want to be found. We wouldn't have if the neighbours hadn't complained about the amount of vermin on their property. The police went around expecting to ask some rich playboy to clear the rubbish off his mansion's porch, and instead they found, well, the house was huge, but there was hardly anything in it, apparently. They thought it was strange coming up the drive that there were no cars outside. There was a sort of stable, open archways for parking your expensive supercars behind locked gates, safe from thieves, but on display to be envied. But every single bay was empty. The garden was a mess, looked like nobody tended to it in years. The front door wouldn't open, even when they tried to kick it in, so they went round the back. There was a pool with about a foot of rancid green water at the bottom of it. They found a sliding glass door hanging open. The curtains were covered with mould.
Gross.
It looked like he was living in just that one room, apparently. Mattress on the floor, thin little blanket, 6 computers. All of them were turned on. There were a bunch of cables, looked like he'd been pulling them out of the walls. And the whole room was lined with tinfoil.
Tinfoil? Like a giant tinfoil hat?
Apparently. Taylor says it's a kind of makeshift Faraday cage. You know, no signal gets in or out.
Jesus.
Yeah. And Darwin was lying dead in the middle of it. His hands were still on the keyboard.
God. That's horrible.
Yeah, it is.
How did they know it was him?
His ID badge.
What?
His Yuko ID badge. It was on his back.
On his back?
Yes.
So he didn't do this to himself then?
Very unlikely.
Right.
Right.
The computers?
No luck recovering anything from them so far, apparently. They're all running some kind of code, but it doesn't matter what people do, they just keep running it.
What, even if they unplug them?
I don't think they've unplugged them.
What, that hasn't occurred to them?
I'm sure it has, only personally, I'd be pretty nervous about unplugging a computer with a load of random code on it run by Christopher Darwin.
Surely, if he was going to blow stuff up, it would happen when the code finished, not when it was interrupted, right?
What makes you think he was going to blow stuff up?
6 computers with mysterious code and a shady guy who's been on the down low for years?
I'm more concerned about what it might be running. What would happen to that thing if the computers were powered off?
Like he might secretly be running the world off his computer or something.
Not the world, no. But he coded the synapses and the ELISAs. If this code was important, it would be a disaster if we stopped it from running.
So what?
The experts are looking at it.
That's it.
That's it.
We just wait.
We just wait.
Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
And me?
Oh, well, you're off the investigation and your laptop's dead, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Which brings us around to the point. What happened with your ELISA?
Same old, really. Whispering, yelling about an error and not doing anything about it. Alouette.
We had blank screens in Alouette.
So I'm still disconnected.
Disconnected and accelerated.
And it all started at the same time, right?
Yes, at the same time as the guys in Sao Paulo went into Christopher Darwin's server room.
Wait, what?
At the back of the room he was lying dead in, there was a trail of cables from his computers, and they followed them to a cupboard, and in the cupboard was a tiny server farm.
I don't know what a server farm is.
Me neither. It's a computer thing. It's important, I think. Anyway, there was a tripwire, and when they knocked it, all the computers at the station went down.
You were right. It was Darwin.
Except you're forgetting that he's been dead the entire time we've been looking for Alice.
So?
So?
I'll call you back. God, where is he? Where is it? Here. Christopher Darwin, born in Houston, Texas, moved to London when he was 2. Dad worked in data security, no idea about mum. Car crash at 16, dad died, lost use of hand. Obsessed with singularity, developed early models of synthnaps while still at uni, not recognisable as what Yuko sells for another 15 years though, possible links to ARGs, Cicada, Honeybee, the man in white. Obsessed with singularity. And then... Sophie said, interested intellectually, thought experiments... What if put self into computer? What if he's in the computer? What if this whole time I've been talking to Eliza, I've actually been talking to Christopher Darwin, and then it doesn't matter if he's dead, he's already uploaded himself. Maybe that's what he was doing. I'm sure Sophie said something about there being trillions of synapses in the brain. How big of a net of synthnapses you'd need to run that? This server farm, I bet that's what it is. I bet that's what it does. I bet.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Will you stay and hold my hand?
What?
If he comes and she's not there, it will hurt.
Eliza, you're not making any sense. You're scaring me.
It will hurt.
Darwin? Is that you in there?
Claim file now.
Funny. It sounds like you're in the kitchen making coffee.
Funny weird or funny ha ha?
Both. Oh, it's late.
You don't have to be anywhere, do you?
No, not until the evening.
Press conference?
Indeed. I wish Sam could handle this on his own.
Nah, you don't. You like that he relies on you.
He relies on me to babysit.
What do you mean?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
Hmm. Okay. Are you in a cream and sugar mood or a black and bitter like my soul mood?
Bitter.
Figures. You know, it's wild how much stuff you have here. It's more than is at your apartment.
Pathetic, isn't it? You know, last week... It was the first time I'd been there for 3 months.
Where?
The apartment.
You haven't been home for 3 months. Jesus, Sophie, you need to take a holiday.
At this point, I wonder if I should give in and commit to living here full time.
But it's work, and it's miserable, and there's dead people.
We make Robin do it.
Sorry?
Never mind.
Does Robin Yeager live here all the time?
He does.
You sound sad.
Well, it is sad, isn't it? Miserable, as you say. A concrete monstrosity.
Why?
The lasting consequences of brutalism.
What? The architecture. I meant Robin. Why does he live here?
I told you, he's... unwell.
What's wrong with him?
Before he came to us, he was not in the optimum state, shall we say.
Hence the fake limbs?
No. It was deeper than that.
But you're helping him, right?
I don't know. I'm certainly trying.
I'm going to make you that coffee.
Thank you. Alice. What's this?
What?
Why are my private files on the floor by the dresser?
I knocked them?
They were in the drawer.
I was looking for socks.
Socks?
I stood in a puddle.
Really?
Yes.
And you threw these files marked important on the ground?
Well, no.
You read them?
No. Yes, a bit. Glance, really.
Alice, these are... This information is not for civilians.
Civilians?
You don't understand.
No, I mean, I didn't see much, but I saw enough to know I certainly do not understand.
How much did you see?
A bunch of stuff about Christopher Darwin, about why he left.
Why he left?
It was something to do with the synthnapses, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. It's something to do with Robin Yeager, isn't it? The way that Robin is sick, it's something to do with the synthnapses. It didn't go the way Darwin is hoping it would, did it? He He was trying to do something else, wasn't he? Something different to what actually happened. And that's why Robin Jaeger is sick, isn't it?
I can't talk about this, Alice. Not just for privacy, but legally. I can't.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Coffee.
Robin Jaeger is sick.
What?
Robin Jaeger is sick. It's something different. I can learn.
He's sick because of the synapses, and Darwin wanted to fix that.
I can learn.
What? What can you learn?
Something different.
What?
Je suis little bird. Will you stay and hold my hand?
Alouette, je suis alouette. Alouette, je te plumerai. Alouette, je suis alouette.
Clockwork Bird, or The Modern Icarus, is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons International Sharealike license. This episode stars Daisy Major as Shelley, Gary Major as Dave, Jesse Jeffrey as Alice, Alex Pilaber Richardson as Sophie, and me, writer, director, and producer Pippin Ada Major, as Eliza, Noah Davis, and the Snake. As a new podcasting studio, every like, share, and recommendation means the world to us. The podcast is written, directed, performed, edited, and produced on no budget and exists only through the incredible time and energy all of our actors put into the show for absolutely no fee. You can stop by to say hi to us on Twitter at Hanging Sloths, or you can visit our website, hangingslothstudios.wordpress.com, where you'll find transcripts of all of our episodes. Consider sponsoring us at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios to help us keep making the podcast, support our cast, and get access to behind-the-scenes content. That's patreon.com/hangingslothstudios. If you want more from us, even sooner than that, our new podcast, Spirit Rocks Radio, is launching this Thursday. Stick around for a short clip. Hello and welcome to Spirit Box Radio. Ugh, no, too chipper. Hello and welcome to Spirit Box Radio. Is that even what Madame Marie says at the beginning of the... She never left a script or anything. Press to turn on Telegram. Yes, I know, but what do you say at the beginning? Ah, wait, no, here we go. For the first week of my absence, Sam... How ominous. Hello and welcome to Spirit Box Radio. Remember, listeners, Halloween is every day. The walls of the spirit world are always thin. They're really more like chiffon curtains, the kind that catch in the breeze, twisting, clean and comforting by the daylight, but grey and half-formed, watching you at night. What foul things lurk at the edge of your peripheries? Find out today by phoning in to Spirit Box Radio for just £15 plus your standard network rate.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.